Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. With improvements in technology, medicine is gradually becoming more personalized. Today, Shakir Musa of the Albany College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences describes the benefits of customized care.
The current practice of medicine is largely one of trial and error. A patient is given a medication, and depending on the outcome, the dose is lowered, raised, or stopped. If the right balance cannot be found, another medication is then tried, and the same procedure plays out again. This is the unfortunate result of our one-size-fits-all approach to medicine. It is also why the future is personalized medicine. The mapping of the human genome earlier this century has given us an unprecedented insight into our genetic makeup. Combined with better diagnostic testings, we now have the ability to tailor medicine to individual patients, helping ensure that they are diagnosed correctly, get the right medicine and the right dose the first time. In order to advance the implementation of personalized medicine, we need to understand the forces working against its adoption. The large pharmaceutical companies employ business models centered around the development of blockbuster drugs, an approach that's in direct conflict with personalized medicine. But while personalized medicine presents challenges for these companies, it also provides opportunities to save money in clinical trials and gain market share in areas where they may not have a strong presence. Whatever that future is, one thing's for sure: personalized medicine will play an important role in saving lives, reducing costs, and improving health outcomes. It is an idea whose time has come.
That was the Albany College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences, Shakir Musa. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.